Hello and welcome to our new podcast, What's Going On? I'm Hannah.
And I'm Sophie.
So, Sophie, shall we introduce ourselves?
Shall I kick us off?
Yeah, go for it.
So I'm Sophie. I've been working for Britsent for about 2 years now. I live in a lovely small town called Shrewsbury, which is on the Welsh border. Anything for you want to add?
Well, I guess I'll introduce myself. I'm Hannah. I've been working for Britsent since 2021. I was like 2021, just 2021. And I live in York, which is in the north of England.
Have you always lived in York?
No, I'm from near London. I'm from Surrey, which is like southwest of London. But I moved up here for university and stayed.
Yeah, I love York. It's beautiful.
It's lovely. Yeah, it's really nice. So are you from Shrewsbury?
No, I'm from Wolverhampton.
Right.
Moved all over and then recently come back to just be closer to family.
Nice. And sort of what kind of hobbies do you have?
Anything outdoors.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've moved here. It's just beautiful countryside, lots of hiking, anything animal related. So horse riding. Yeah. Anything outdoors. Paddleboard. Bought a paddleboard recently.
Wow.
So very excited. Now we just need the weather.
Well, it is starting to finally become a bit nicer, isn't it?
Yes. And how about you?
I'm more of an indoor person, although I like going for walks. I really like walking. But I like things like watching films and doing music and things like that.
Mm.
Which brings me on to our first topic. So in this podcast, we're going to be taking a story or something that's happened in the news recently or semi-recently, and we're going to talk about it and see what we think. So our first topic today comes from a video that has been all over the place. We will try and share a link to the video as well. But it's, you probably saw it, it was two famous actors, Matthew McConaughey and Timothy Chalamet, and In the video, they start off by talking about films these days and how it feels like we're losing the first part of the film because Instagram Reels, TikTok and YouTube Shorts have made people's attention spans so short that they need action right from the start of the film, which is pretty interesting, right? But then Timothy Chalamet says he wants films to be able to change if that's what people want. And he says he doesn't want cinema to become like opera or ballet, where people are saying, oh, let's keep this thing alive, although no one cares about this anymore. So basically, Timothy Chalamet said that no one cares about opera or ballet, and he thinks that they're not popular and no one wants to see them. How do we feel about that? What's your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bold statement.
It is.
I think watching the video as well, you could tell as he was speaking, it dawned on him what he was saying, but he had to just keep going with it. It was, and I think even Matthew McConaughey was trying to pull him in a bit.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a bizarre thing to say for someone in his position, really.
Right.
You know, you can have interests, you can not be interested in something, but to kind of say it's not relevant is a bit interesting. Yeah. What did you take?
I completely agree. I think it shows that it's quite like naive and ignorant of him to assume that no one wants to see ballet or opera. You know, they have like very healthy audiences. Mm. I know that maybe in the past they were more popular, but I think people will always want to go and see a ballet or see an opera, you know, in person.
Mm.
Have you ever been to the ballet or to see an opera?
So I've been to one ballet and it was a year seven school trip. And, you know, I have to say I am not someone that would choose to spend my money in that way. Mm. I'd much rather a play or a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
We went to see quite a few ballets when we were younger with my granny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've seen quite a few and I have really fond memories of them. And sometimes I think about going again, but actually I haven't been as an adult. But I used to work at the Opera House in York. And yeah, they have opera, they have ballet, they have theatre, they have everything. So while I was working there, I saw a lot of opera and some ballet. And I thought, oh, I love this. I forgot how much I love this. I think for a lot of people, the thing that stops them from going is often the price. So sometimes I think some places like National Theatre and other places, they do like special times where they give like cheaper tickets to schools or people on lower incomes. Mm. And that encourages people to go and see something they might not have thought about going to see. And I think that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I think sometimes, I mean, I would certainly think it if I was going to the opera, it would be a bit out of my comfort zone just because I haven't been before. It's perhaps a different community. And it's really interesting that your kind of local opera theatre offers those options for people.
Yeah, not my theatre, but like the National Theatre, I think they do.
Okay, yeah.
Sadly, the Opera House didn't, but because I worked there, I got to see all the shows free.
Oh, was this when you were in London?
No, it's York Opera House.
Oh, it's York. Okay. Yeah.
So I got to see loads of different things, which was really great, but only because I worked there selling ice cream, you know, in the interval.
Yeah.
So I think another thing that stops people is like sometimes the language, right? Because opera is sometimes in another language, I think.
Yeah. It's interesting though, because a lot of the time I listen to songs in English and I'm not someone that really listens to lyrics themselves.
I'm the same.
Yeah. And often I can't actually distinguish the words when people are singing.
Same.
So that wouldn't put me off at all.
Same.
Interestingly.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I lived in Korea for a few years and I went to see an opera because my friend's husband, Korean husband, was singing in this opera.
So, wow.
And it was great, but they were singing in Italian and the words were in a program in Korean. So I couldn't understand it at all. But I enjoyed the music.
The melody, was that good thing?
I enjoyed the melody. Yeah, it was great. It was very impressive, but I couldn't really connect with the story. But it was good. Yeah, I was glad to have the chance to go.
But I think going back to the video, I think he received a lot of backlash for that.
Yeah.
Do you kind of think celebrities, they're in these positions, do you think they deserve this kind of attack that they get? You know, we all say things perhaps we shouldn't at one point in our lives or something perhaps a little bit ignorant. Do you think he deserved the backlash he got from that?
Yes and no. I think he deserved what people were saying, which was, this is ridiculous. You know, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But he didn't deserve the volume of it. I think no one deserves the amount of backlash and criticism they get. And I think that's the problem, isn't it? Like in the past, you know, a few people would say, well, this is terrible. And we would all read that and agree. But now everybody is saying, this is terrible. And it's kind of, I think it's overwhelming. So I agree. I don't think he should have, you know, people should say, come on, man, that's a silly thing to say. But they shouldn't be, you know, people send death threats and things for stuff like that, which is absolutely ridiculous,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's quite sad. And obviously the kind of issue nowadays with cancel culture, I think it happened around the time he was up for an Oscar.
Oh, yes.
And so I don't know if that kind of, again, people were saying, oh, he's lost his Oscar for saying this and things. And
Yeah,
it's interesting nowadays how you have to be so careful what you say in those positions,
yeah.
Rightly so.
Yeah, you have to be so perfect, don't you? You can't make one mistake if you're a public figure. Yeah, very interesting. Okay, well, that was our first What's Going On podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And please join our BritCent membership. You can get the English-Korean transcripts with the key expressions. So if you just check the link below, there'll be more details there. And we'll also share the link to the video that we were talking about so you can watch it for yourselves and see Timothy Chalamet realize that what he's saying might not be the best thing to say. But there we go. Thanks, Sophie, and see you next time.
Thank you. See you.